Trent Murphy joins us right now on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Trent, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. How are you today?
Doing great. Couldn't be better. I'm just driving around Buffalo as we speak, trying to find my new home. Excited to be here.
How's that going, looking for a new house? You got a little snow on the ground as you try to look at these new houses,
not easy.
Yeah, there is a little snow on the ground. We may or may not have almost gotten stuck, but we're trucking through, just plowing through. I'm excited about it.
Is it you and your wife, Trent? Do you have kids as well, or who are you moving here?
No wife, no kids.
No wife, no kids.
I'm moving here, and maybe might be looking at another former teammate that's coming in. He might be my new roommate, but we'll see how that goes.
Expensive roommates there.
Yeah, no question.
Hey, Trent, you and I met, you won't remember, it was Senior Bowl way back in Mobile, Alabama, when you first came out in the draft, went to Washington in 2014. And I was telling our GM, Brandon Bean, he was with us here earlier today, how just in that brief, I think we had you on a radio show we were doing down there, we talked. I was impressed with you and your approach. You seem to be the type of guy who would fit in with the culture they're trying to build here. Have you picked up on that already in the first couple of days?
Yeah, I have. I'm super pumped about it, too, but everyone's kind of excited, just excited to compete, excited to work, excited to kind of focus in the present moment and get as many small victories as possible and let the process take care of itself, and that's kind of the vibe I've been getting. Just a bunch of tough blue-collar guys are all working for success, so I think I'll fit in just fine.
Trent, when you had a chance to meet Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott, did you say anything about the process? Because that's probably what got you signed.
I kind of let them do most of the talking, like any smart player would do. But I think they're pumped, and they said they followed my career and kind of have seen my approach and how I play on the field, and kind of just keep my head down and keep grinding away, and then end up producing and being disruptive on the backfield. So I think they're excited to have that on board, and I'm excited to be working with people that are excited to have that type of mentality. So I think it'll work really, really well and complement each other.
Hey, Trent, the reports were that a couple of other teams, notably the Bucs maybe and the New England Patriots, were interested in you as a free agent. Whether or not that's true, why Buffalo for you? Why did you feel like this was the best fit?
To be honest, once Buffalo was on the table and I looked at it on a map, started to look a little bit more into the team and who was here, what happened last year, the coaching staff, and I was like, man, this is home for me. And then it kind of came down to the wire, and it was Tampa and Buffalo, and I was like, yeah, I'm probably one of the few players that would prefer to live in Buffalo, but I was like, this is it for me. This is right. I know it's right. And it was just kind of, then once I made the decision and went with it, all the fans reaching out and Bill's Mafia and how excited and exuberant everybody was, I was like, oh, this is so awesome. I knew it was the right choice, so couldn't be happier about it.
Trent, what role have they told you they have for you? Just primarily just pass rushing? I mean, what role do they have for you, and what do you want to accomplish in this defense?
Yeah, they said it could be a couple different positions, but mostly that defensive end scheme, and I'm really just excited to compete. And they said that they're all about rushing the passer and hitting the quarterback, and they've seen how many times I've disrupted and hit quarterbacks, and that's what they're trying to do, and I know there's a couple other guys that are excited to do that too. So that's really the role and the goal, and to get off on the ball, be in your gap, stop the run, and then go and hit somebody in the backfield. So it's pretty straightforward, pretty D-line friendly, and I couldn't be happier about it.
Hey, Trent, your bio says you grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, but I've also read where you grew up on a farm. There's no farms in Phoenix, right?
It's not your traditional style of farms, but it is kind of a Western cowboy-friendly place. So I grew up team roping with my dad. Grew up with horses, and cows, and steer, and so it was definitely a little different mentality when you get a look at a 500-pound steer in the eye and trick him that you're actually stronger than he is.
Is that
the other way? But it was a great. I mean, I was super blessed to grow up that way, and it taught me a lot of things.
Is that where you currently live, in Arizona still, or?
I've been living the past 11 weeks in Columbus, Ohio, but otherwise, I'd always be in Phoenix this time of year, training there, staying with my family.
I want to ask you about Columbus. I read where you kind of picked out a kind of an old school gym, Westside Barbell in Columbus, Ohio, to spend some time there working out this offseason. Tell me about that selection and what you found there.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up reading about Westside, and Louis Simmons runs it, and he started it. Kind of a super old school, very also, I mean, as old school as it is, it's also highly scientific based and really, really cool to be around that many kind of brilliant meatheads is how I've been describing them. But it's been a dream come true to be training there. And I mean, there's no BS. You show up, you do your work, and it's not flashy. I was kind of expecting some crazy workout routine, and the first day I got there, it just told me to go drag 5 plates up and down the street as many times as they wanted me to. That was how we were rebuilding my hamstring and getting my knees strong. And so, it worked. The work capacity and volume has grown tremendously. Like, it's kind of that salt of the earth gym that I felt like I needed. So it's been paying huge dividends for me.
Hey Trent, you know, a lot of players train in a lot of different ways. Some guys have, you know, 3, 4, sometimes 5 trainers. You know, they do so many different things. And it's a lot more technology. It's interesting to hear you actually say it's old school. Let's just lift some weights and grind it out that way.
Yeah, there's no question. Sometimes I think, people, I mean, if you can utilize technology, I'm all for it. I will always won't rule that out. But there's something to be said about just moving weight and the old school way that's been around forever. It's worked. I started dragging 3 plates on the sled and could barely do it. Now we're walking with 8 sleds behind, or 8 plates behind me, like, in my hamstrings and calf have been built up like I've never used it before. So there's something to be said about it.
You've got some injury rehab concerns too, right? Coming off the ACL injury. How far along are you on that? And what's your prognosis for when you might be able to return?
Yeah, I think to be safe, it'll be limited of when we start up April 16th. But I think they're super pumped with how my quad looks, strong it is. Everything I've been doing, the rehab has been great, training has been great. So I think I'll have found an even extra gear this off season that I didn't have before. So. Don't expect it to hold me back at all, and I'm pretty excited about where the future's headed.
I read about you were so excited that the Bills signed you late Wednesday night, I guess, and you hopped in a rented pickup truck in Columbus and drove through the night to get here to Buffalo to be here yesterday, huh?
Yeah, I was excited. I mean, I was so ecstatic to talk about getting signed and finding a new home. I mean, I wasn't going to sleep anyway, so it didn't even make sense to sit there in Columbus and wait for a flight and worry about flights being canceled or moved around. I was like, I want to be there, and I want to be there in the morning and celebrate and sign and meet everybody that's willing to, you know, recognize what I can do and want me to be part of what they're trying to do. And I was just so overwhelmed by the whole thing that I was wanted to get there. So I was happy I made that choice. I mean, that 5.5-6 hour drive, it literally felt like 30 minutes. So pumped.
I mean, Trent, what's that drive like? I mean, what's going through your mind?
You did the drive to Indianapolis a couple weeks ago.
I hadn't just signed a big contract. What's there that drive
you
like?
You drove to the combine a couple weeks ago.
Did you at some point at least say, you know what? I did just sign a contract. I should have flew.
It crossed my mind right when I was getting in the truck. Like, yeah, does this make sense? What am I doing? But I'll tell you what, I would do it over again in a heartbeat because it was like, I mean, I wish I could, you know, bottle that feeling up and keep it forever. I was just pumped, and it was like every song I was listening to seemed like it was my favorite song. I couldn't have been happier.
What are you doing? And I guess this is the last question, Trent. You think about it, you've had 4 years in Washington coming off an injury, 9 sacks just a couple of years ago, which has to rank high on your list of accomplishments. So what do you feel like you've established through your first stint in the NFL, and what would you like to get done now here in Chapter 2 in Buffalo?
Yeah, I definitely still have some unfinished business on the table. I mean, I was really close. I mean, I left so many sacks on the field there in 2016 of trying to get to 10 and double digits. And then in training camp before I had injured in the preseason, I was home in training camp. I was having the best camp of my life. Yeah, the games slowed down even more. It got even easier. added new moves to my kind of repertoire and stuff, and I never got to showcase that. So from that standpoint, I still kind of have a chip on my shoulder, but now it's about, you know, a new team and a new mission, a new awesome fan base, and trying to make everybody proud and happy to be part of this organization and kind of represent the team and the logo and do that with the pride and kind of that I was raised with. So I'm pretty pumped to bring that here and kind of give back to, you know, what the organization just gave me. So couldn't be happier.
Well, we're happy to have you. We're happy you took a few minutes out of your house schedule today to spend a few minutes with us, Trent. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon here at One Bills Drive. Thank you very much.
All righty. I appreciate it.